I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears.
Better intro to a podcast about gene stealers if I tried. Going through today, Starnes, Disciples. Now, I think to myself, why do I need this? I don't need a lot of everything. Things coming up in future before we get into this. Smellophone, the M3 beta files came out. I am painting up the unicorn farts and whatever, My Little Pony pig crew for my granddaughter, and I'm going to teach her how to play, and I have her on some podcasts giving her views of, you know, what she thought of that game today and stuff like that, and we'll see if she gets it. I know she likes her figures, and I think I've been doing pretty good painting them, so if you want to check those out, go to Sean Hammer on my Facebook page and check it out. So let's go ahead with this Starnes Disciples. Why do I need this? Well, for one, it's I didn't get rid of the Gene Stealer cult that came with the box set, and I was thinking about doing something with it. I don't know a lot about them, so I just decided to tell myself just to go and blink. Don't read anything in the book. But I have been reading that you want some of these, the forearm guys with the big saw and drills. Apparently those are the stuff to get. So, I picked up this Kill Team box set, right around $50. We're going to open it today and go over it. I mean, just see what's in it, just discuss what about it, and go from there. Outside of Rogue Trader, this is my first one that has a commander in it. I did not pick up the commander book yet, just because I didn't. So, let's look at the box. This box contains 8 Starnes Disciple booklet. Cute little story, nothing really big or groundbreaking, but pictures of the guys, if you want to put them together, like the data sheets, which I think I'm going to. I'm going to put these together, and hopefully I think the ones in the box exactly how they are illustrated, so I don't have to do any thinking. I can just pluck and play, I guess, really, making a Gene Stealer army, or a Gene Stealer cult kill team. It's got 18 Gene Stealer cult tactic cards. I don't know if this is the ones from the box, plus more. 6 Gene Stealer cult commander tactic cards. So, I mean, that's for starring and stuff like that. 4 mission cards. 4 psychic power cards. So that's pretty neat because this is a part of the game I've not played with at all. It's a psychic phase. It comes with 2 Gene Stealer cult token sheets, which is pretty cool. I think they match the ones that are in the main rule book. I mean, the main box set, plus 1 for Starn, which is fine because I gave those away to somebody who needed tokens. 6 Gene Stealer cult data cards. This includes 6 miniatures, Citadel miniatures, and scenery in colored plastic. Ooh, I don't know what the big deal is about the colored plastic, but it is what it is. But you're going to get 1 Gene Stealer cult color morph. That will be Starn. He's a color morph. He's the only one in the box, so go from there. You get 5 Gene Stealer cult hybrids, metamorph / acolyte hybrids, and 1 set of Raza pattern runes, or Riza pattern runes. These are pretty cool. I can't wait to get the box set of the for the sector itself. with these runes, about the some the, I don't I forgot what it's called, but it was a building, and it looked like it was in these patterns. So I painted them up, and they're all gonna be the same. And yeah, that's going to be it. So that is the box. The reason for getting it, I needed more advanced troops for my Gene Stealer cult kill team. Now, that being said, I hope to freaking God that these motorcycles and four-wheelers that are available for the Gene Stealer cults in 40K make it over to Kill Team, because I would love to have that four-wheeler and have it do something in-game, but we'll see. Okay, we got the book, Starn's Disciples, and it shows you, you know, you got your hybrid metamorphs, and, yeah. Well, I say whoa, because I was just like, there they are. You'll be using them as acolyte hybrids, I think what it is. But let's just go ahead with this. Nice little illustration in the front about what they're going to look like, what Starn looks like. Inside, you got your build and things. The pattern ruins don't look that hard to put together. Lot of options with the Gene Stealer stuff, it looks like, for the build guides. And then you got the what they are in 40K, which doesn't play over the four end kill team, which is kind of wasted space, but I just think they just make the thing anyway. Looking at the Raza Ruins, it's funny, it says color plastic, it's dark gray. But pretty sturdy, pretty thick pieces, not a lot of building onto this, cross beams and stuff, but it looks pretty cool. I might actually spend a little bit of time putting a little bit more detail into this set, and it comes with a hatch. Now, before, I don't really play with the hatches, but maybe it will consist of something because of, I imagine Gene Stealers using hatches more. Here's the story about Starn. It's good. But if we put them together, looks like we got our guys. One will be a Skirdesh, hybrid metamorph. Zealot specialist with call icon, so he's your little banner bearer with a whip. We got Mordecai Creel, he's a leader with lash whip. Of course, we have Gyrus and Starn, the Kellamorph, kill team commander. We got Viron Laska, which is an acolyte fighter with heavy rock drill. Goodies. We got Cole Velka, who is a hybrid metamorph with hand flamer, metamorph, talon, and rending claw. And we got Grouse Goral, which is an acolyte fighter veteran, specialist with heavy rock salt. So, this is how I'm making my kill team, just because I wanted these two things. And I'm not. If you don't buy a box set, this is my feeling. Try to use the stuff that's printed out already. I mean, my handwriting is for shit. But anyway, that being said, so I'm going to do that. We have the Legends of Infamy, blah, blah, blah. Then we got the Kellamorph rules on the... I mean, this seems a little confusing. We get the Kellamorph rules. And we'll go over all that in a minute. Let's go to the box. So we have our regular data cards. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blank data cards if you want to make somebody different with the and they will have the Gene Stealer and the Starn photos on the other, well, pictures on the other side. We got the made-up guys on the inside, and like I said, I think I pretty much named off what they have, but we'll go over Starn a little bit more because he's a commander and I haven't really played with this yet. So next up we have some tokens which look like they're specifically for Starn. They're different. The movement, advancement, ready, and all that looks about the same. But there's like some Gene Stealer tokens for whatever reason, and his own little wound things. We have our four battle plays. One is a match play, Conquest. One is a narrative play, The Purging. Match play, Clash of Titans. And narrative play, Uprising. Looking at these, we're going to need the sector because we need the main building that comes in the sector for your thing. So I'm imagining that these will come in the sector as well. Not 100% sure, but I think so. We go through the Gene Stealer tokens. They are identical to the ones that came in the main box set. So that's neither good nor bad, but it's pretty nifty if you got rid of them. Because I like using different tokens and dice, of course. Speaking of dice, I've been playing Tau on my kill team. Holy crap. Those dice love rolling sixes. It's beautiful. It pisses off a lot of people. But oh well. Alright, next up we have the... Starn was mixing with everyone. Starn, he's going to be a pretty easy little guy to put together. No choices. You get him as is, and that's how he's going to be. The hybrids, there's a lot of different heads. There's a lot of different arms, and I don't really know what any of these are called, but it seems pretty complete, and I'm getting unit 5, and these are 5 guys that I believe I will need for a Gene Stealer cult kill team, because, well, I don't have them in the main box, so. Okay, let's go through. We got a Catamorph Specialism card, so we'll put that aside. We'll go over the whole specialism in a minute. We got a whole bunch of cards, and a lot of them have, some of them got Starn on it. One's got a hatch. Cool. So we do have a hatch ability. A couple have Starn. So they are Gene Stealer. Okay, so we got the ones that come in the box for the guys that you make. And it looks like general tactics, but I don't know. It said it had spells, so let's see what we got going on. Tactic. Well, maybe the spells are tactics. Who's all? Yep, I think that's it. Mesmerize, engage, use detect in fight phase. Beginning shooting phase. Uses tactics. They're all tactics, so I don't really know what the hell they're talking about. So let's go over here and look in these. We have aura tactics for just different models you can pick. So the Icon Warden and your Primaris and stuff like that. First, let's go ahead and we got the Sector Frontiers tactic, Gene Stealer Call tactic. Uses Sector starting movement phase of the battle round 1, 2, or 3. Pick a model from your kill team within 3 inches of a Rise of Ruin pattern, Ruin Hatchway. And remove the model from play. At the end of the subsequent movement phase, set up the model within 3 inches of any Rise of Ruin Hatchway. So we need 2 hatches. So we have to get the box because we only have 1 hatch. So that's that. It said it. What did it say on the box? Let me get to this. It said 18 Gene Stealer tactic cards. 18. 4 psychic power cards. Did I not get everything? Let's see. So we got the tactic cards, so that's cool. Mission cards. Get the mission cards. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know. I think the aura tactics are your spells. I don't know. Maybe. Let's see. They take command points. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't messed with the spells to see if they come up with anything. So we got 4 psychic power cards, 2 Gene Stealer's call tokens, 6 data cards, 6 commander tactic cards. So that could be these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think that's what we're looking at. So if you're looking in my box, I see no psychic power cards. At least let me double check. I could be wrong. So needless to say, this is bummy, so I don't know if I got it all. Okay. Alright, so let's go ahead and go over Skarn. Box set's pretty complete, except unless it's missing the psychic power cards, which is kind of a bummer. But let me tear it apart. Nope. So it looks like I do not have them. It's okay, I figure it out. Let's see. That's the secret lair is what that's called. Make sure that these cards aren't in a book, because in the back of the one book is the Starn, kind of like a data sheet, and it's just like, I don't know. So, like I say, all these are tactics. Rezai's got acidic spit. So, okay, so I'm a little bummed out. Just don't know what to do right here. Get the formation cards. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tokens on that. Put that back. Main token sheet. Put that back. Okay. Alrighty. So now we got Starn. Alright, I know nothing about this, but looking through, what we got here is we have a Kellamorph Specialism. This card represents a new specialism that can only be used by Starn. Unlike other specialisms, you do not choose an ability at levels. Instead, your specialist has a specific ability determined by its level. Example, at level 2, Garrison, Starn has the hybrid agility and prenatural skill abilities. Each level of the specialism specifies a point cost in which the Garrison Starn at that level, including war gear, but not including commander tactics. So, we have our commander tactics here. We don't really. Commander, Primus. I'm not going to get into it, but I got him right there. At level 1, 25 points. So, Starn would be 25 points. Hybrid agility. Add plus 1 to his model's move characteristic already included in profile. Level 2, 30 points. 5 point increase. Prenatural skill. Shooting attacks made by this model do not suffer penalty to hit rolls for the target being obscured. Level 3, 45 points. Swift reflexes. The model successfully hits, results with 4 plus instead of 6 when making overwatch attacks. Makes them a little bit nifty. And level 4, 65 points, trick shooter. Once per battle round, when you pick a model to shoot, you can choose a friendly model within 6 inches of the model. You can resolve one of the Kellamorph's attacks, including choosing a target by measuring ranges if the attack will. Okay, so it's a little bit tricksy. Now let's go ahead. That's the specialism card. Then he's got a thing. He's got his own little data card, which just puts him as Starn, Guy Harrison Starn. He comes with one Liberator auto stub that matches what's in the book. He's got the upgraded move ability on the card, but not in the book. Let's see, confusing a little bit. Cultist Knife, same. He's got his abilities on there, called Ambush, Inspirational Deeds, and Lightning Reflexes. Call Ambush is the same thing that Gene Steelers do. Inspirational Deeds, if this model is taken on action by an attack made by the model's Liberator auto subs, then until the end of phase, reroll. Rolls a 1 for models from your kill team, which they are in 6 inches of the model. And Lightning Reflexes, 5 plus invulnerable save. He's specialist. You can pick with him. Is Fortitude, Leadership, Stealth, and Shooting. Of course, he's Gene Stealer Cult. And he's got the Gene Stealer Cult Tactics Kellamorph Tactic. This is in the book, and I'm seeing if it's in the little thing that they give us, and they did not. But use this tactic when you pick the Kellamorph from your kill team to shoot in the shooting phase. Instead of shooting normally, you can make a single attack with one of the model's ranged weapons against an enemy model within 8 inches that is eligible target. Model's ranged weapons against enemy model. Okay. So, there we go. I'm a little bit confused and I'm a little bit kind of a little bummed out, I guess. If they would have had it, what the box said they were supposed to be in here, I just was like, I don't know. It's 4 psychic power cards. There is no 6 commander tactic cards. Those are in it. 2 Gene Steelers token sheets, 6 data cards. Okay. Anyway, this is the Starn box act going through it. Going to put it together. Let you know how those go and get a game in. Oh, let's go ahead and add up points while we're looking at. I like doing these because when I buy the special boxes, I add up like the Necrons and the Tau, see what I have of the pre-made pieces with it. So let's go ahead and go through the point totals. We got Skirdish, 14 points. We got Kalvalka, 10 points. We got Krill, 10 points. We have Laska, 13 points. These guys are not big old point things, but that's okay. They don't need to be. And Goral, 12 points. So, right now, without Krull, I mean, without Starn, we have a 59-point kill team. Maybe pretty... Let's see, we're adding Starn. If we add Starn in there for 25 points, you know, at level 1, it's 84, 89 at level 2. So, yeah, you get close to that 100 point that you're looking at. So, we got that there. Yeah, like I said, I'm kind of bummy. Yeah, okay, 18, all right. Well, looks like I'm missing the cards. This is not the first time that they've done that to me. I don't know how I feel about that. But anyway, that's it. I will probably get the other set, too, that was released at the same time, and that is the Mechanicus set. It comes with, I forget if it's called Alpha 7 or some crap like that, but anyway, what they're, it comes with five, Rustalkers Infiltrators, so it's pretty cool, and it's almost worth it to buy that if you don't have any. Anyway, and a leader, which looks pretty cool, and that gives them two, distinct leaders, commanders for, kill team, so that's pretty nifty. It comes with more Raza pattern ruins, so even if I don't get the sector, I think this will play nicely on my Adeptus Mechanicus sector thing I got, so that'd be cool, and give me a couple hatches to play from. Of course I can use some of the hatches that came in the other terrain set. It's no big deal. I think it's a cute... Well, I say cute, but I think it's a pretty versatile and nice addition to your kill teams, Gene Stealer kill teams. Of course, you know, you will probably want yourself a Gene Stealer in there, which I have, like, a lot because I bought Death Watch. Wait, what's it, Death Watch? Nope, not Death Watch. Space Hulk. I got all these Gene Stealers. So I'm going to use two of those in my army here, and they will release my battle sheet roster. So, give me some hybrids, a commander, a good amount of support troops and stuff like that, pick and choose from. And like I said, I'm going to try and stick with the stuff that's already printed, because it's easier. It's just easier. I don't know what to tell you. I know you can mix match different things and come up with combos, but I just like playing the game. And I still don't really even have it all down. Hey, but that's life. Coming up, I'm playing some Tau tomorrow, so go over that if I get some games in. It looks like my game store might be closing, so pretty much any gaming I have to do will probably be from individual play groups, invitation only, to houses and stuff like that. So that's kind of a bummy. Definitely just Malifaux, and if my granddaughter gets it, it's Year of the Pig, baby. So, we're riding that train all the way to Adepticon next year. And if she does well, we will do doubles. Me and my granddaughter, Malifaux doubles. So, keep your ears out. Like I said, pretty cool kill team box. Would have been nicer if it had the, I guess it's no big deal, but, I mean, it would have been nice to have the spells. Maybe the main box has them. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't look at them. I was like, meh. I was more happy with the robot Mars guys. Skitarii than I was the Gene Stealer cult at that time. But the Gene Stealer cults, people paying them really freaking good. So I'm gonna give my hand a little try on that. I painted some Tau. They're pretty nifty to paint, so yeah. Go through, make some bases. I've got two units of Primaris Marines done. I made them Heretic Marines. One unit, bunch of Reavers. Night Lords, paint them up like Night Lords. Lightning is a pain in the ass to paint. So if you really have to have Nightlords, try it. But if not, maybe shy away. Other one is not any much better, actually. The Iron Warriors and all those hazard stripes that makes that pain in the butt, too. So, but anyway, it's cool. Digging the kill team while Malifaux was taking a little bit of a lull until things were done. But it looks like that's ramping up, so we'll be covering some Malifaux coming up. I am, even though this is Year of the Pig, I'm doing it with my grandbaby. If I do Masters this year, if I go in for, you know, the tournament, I'm taking Jack Doll, or Outcast, if I have a pool to pull from. But my Jack Doll crew's really painted nicely. Hopefully, this release of Malifaux 3rd Edition doesn't come down to a shit show. Cards are easily attainable and usable. Look at all these pictures of tournaments going now, and they got printouts and stuff. And you got to do what you got to do, but it's still lacking something. I'll go over the rule changes and different things they have soon. So probably next time we'll just go over M3, you know, and changes and what we can look at for the edition, and talk about maybe some of the. We'll pick a faction. And we'll just go through what they got, I guess. And there's some things that have keywords, some things that don't. But that doesn't mean you can't run them in your units. I mean, in your crews, if you're the same faction. They just cost 1 point more. And supposedly, if you play everything with the same keyword, there's supposed to be a type of theme bonus you would get. I haven't really quite seen it or spelled out to me clearly enough. Maybe they're holding it to the actual release. Hell, who knows? It's March, you know, and it's just very short time. It's going to be Adepticon, then Gen Con. I'm pretty sure that's when we'll see the release of it. So we'll go from there. Hopefully next time we talk, I have maybe the Frontiers sector and or the, I don't know what to call it. I think they're, anyway, they're the machine guys. Go over them. But no, cute little set. If you're playing Gene Stealers, you might just have the Metamorphs already, and it may not be that prudent for you to buy this box, because I don't know what you can have, can't, the maximum numbers on it is what I'm saying. So, we got that. It's got the ruins. More ruins are always good, you know. Terrain in this game is key. Let me put it really good. So we'll just, I'll go over that with the mechanics guys. We have more terrain. I am going to do a painting video and put in my Facebook page of painting these ruins. Actually, I'm going to just film it so everyone can see me just do Rattlecan technique on these. And it's some Mars buildings, and you want to make them look good, but, you know, you don't want to spend a lot of time. Go ahead and check that out. Got any questions, concerns, comments, or gripes, send them seanhammer9@yahoo.com. Sorry, it's taking a while, but, still moving, sick, lazy. I'm sorry, guys. Till next time, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Thank you.
I'm Dan Abbott, and remember, fanatics, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
Yeah. successfully erased.